Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Muse back on the show. Joe is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Business GPS. And he's here to talk to us about a very interesting idea. Joe Muse, welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me. Always good to be on the show.
Good to have you back as always, Joe. So, Joe, when I was a consultant to individual businesses many years ago, actually now several decades ago, I would be contacted by a company by a business owner who knew I was in the consulting business and about help, and we would talk about working with them and me working with them and we would get around to talking about how I would get paid, and of course. My first comment was how much my hourly rate was, or maybe I had a retainer system, depending on who they were and what they wanted to do or something like that. But it was always about them writing me a check as we go along because, you know, I got bills to pay, things like that. And then I would meet other people who would say, yeah, I've got this idea I want to develop. I want you to help me develop it. And if it works, I'll pay you a 25% of it or 10% or whatever. I'll pay you. And they were talking about contingency fees. And one thing I learned is that I might be able to have 10 paying clients and take one contingency client. While I was taking a flyer on that one, I was at least able to pay the bills with the other. And that was my experience with contingency fees. You want to talk to us about this idea being something that people think about doing regularly.
Well, at least in my line of work, you know, we're helping businesses that are really struggling. Should they stay open? Do they go talk to a bankruptcy attorney? There's a lot of a different and unique mindset there where there is just a lot of fear, and so. When you're, especially in this last year of COVID, where you can't go visit people face to face and establish trust that way, you know, I'm trying to create that bridge of trust at a very scary time for them. And by saying, listen, I'm in it with you. I will sink or swim with you. That right there creates something with the business owner that, I need to listen to him. He's in it with me. And Jim, that the psychology of what we do is more important than the actual work that we do. You know, how do I get this business owner, how do I get him or her to listen to me, to take my advice, to trust me? Listen, I know it's scary. I know creditors are calling. I know the landlord's calling, the note holder, what have you. Please follow my program. And generally speaking, I know in that first 2 to 4 weeks, if that business owner really has the right intention of following through or not. I absolutely get your scenario, and there are times where we get into it and you go, hey, this guy is looking for a free ride or a this or that. You can sense it.
Well, some people don't know how to work with consultants. Some people don't. They don't know how. And if they don't, you don't need to work. Consultants don't need to work with people who don't know how to work with consultants or don't get it and who aren't willing to pay for something, especially if it's something that they might not be able to hold in their hand. You know, consulting is not something you hold in your hand. It's hopefully a result that you then convert it into something that you can hold in your hand. But you know, everybody doesn't know isn't capable of doing that. But you're right. In that early period of time, you got to find out if you're going to go with contingency, you got to find out if this person, you know, you might be bringing them trust, but that doesn't mean they're returning the favor.
Yes, that's correct. And that is what makes it so difficult. I end up talking with every client. We probably at any given time are helping a couple hundred clients, and I talk with every client, and you just get a sense of, is this person really committed? Is there commitment on their end, like there is on our end, to work through this, to listen, to follow the process? But you raised some very good points, and it just goes back to, you know, the doing the work itself, that's much easier.
Right.
The human element, the human component, is the more difficult aspect.
Mm-hmm. When we come back after the break, I'm going to get you, let's talk about what you have to do. If you're going to be a work on contingency, what do you have to, who is likely to be, who is the, an example of someone who would work on contingency? And, because I've got a couple of other ideas about that, but also, what would that look like? And how long would you, how long could you go without getting paid? That's the key. 22, right back with Joe Muse. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.